the book of the Acts and the 14th chapter, the 14th of Acts and the 27th verse. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. The reference here is to the Lord's servants. They had been upon their first missionary journey, and at the end of Acts 14, they returned to Antioch, from which they had been commended. And you'll notice what they did when they came back. They rehearsed all that they had done. No, that's not what it says. No. They rehearsed all that God had done with them. I think that's lovely, isn't it? All that God had done with them. What is God doing with you? I say, what is God doing with you? Are you so living your life that God can do something with you? All that God had done with them, and how he, not they, how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. Now, there is a verse which gives us scriptural authority for the meeting that we have here this morning. Now, with that verse, I want to read another verse in the Old Testament. Please turn to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Deuteronomy 2. And the 7th verse. The 7th verse of Deuteronomy 2. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Deuteronomy 2. Deuteronomy 2. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Wasn't that a great testimony? I think it was. Now that is my testimony this morning, beloved brethren and sisters. And I may tell you that I have a very big report to give. And I have a big report to give. It is my duty to give it. I have to give it in accordance with what we read in the Acts of the Apostles. But I have to do it in a very few minutes. And I do it because that this is the first time in 40 years that I have ever attempted to speak in this report meeting, or to tell publicly anything about what the Lord has done with me. And so I want to speak to you about those 40 years. And I'm able to testify to God's glory that what Moses said here is true in my case. These 40 years, it is just 40 years now, at this time of the year, just 40 years, since I left my secular employment and went out into full-time service for the Lord. And these 40 years, the Lord my God has been with me. And I'm able to say that I have lacked nothing. Now, to God be the glory. I was saved in the year 1919 in Lisburn through the preaching of the late Dr. Matthews. After the Lord saved me, I began to distribute gospel tracts, speak to people about their souls, read my Bible, pray, attend all the meetings, attend all the conferences that I could get to. And I felt greatly interested in the things of God and decided, as a young Christian, decided that I would give my life to the service of the Lord. At an Easter conference held in the Ulster Hall, God spoke very definitely to me through a message by our dear brother Mr. Tom Campbell, who we are sorry to say is not able to be with us this morning. And through that message I decided that I would give my life to the service of the Lord. In 1923, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, 1923, I began to preach and take meetings, and had meetings with our late brother, Mr. Robert Curran. And then, at the beginning of 1924, after much prayer and waiting upon God, I felt that the Lord was calling me to leave my employment and go out into full-time service. Now, one of the first things that I did was I told my parents about my decision. My father gave me wise advice. He said, "Mention the matter to the brethren of the assembly." And that's what I did. And the brethren of Lisburn Assembly, I see some of them here this morning, the brethren of Lisburn Assembly assured me that if I went forth, I would do so with their full approval. And I may say that without the fellowship and the commendation of my home assembly, I never would have gone forth into the Lord's work. That was my conviction then, and that conviction has never changed. And so, with the happy fellowship of the assembly in Lisburn, I joined our brother, Mr. Robert Curran, in gospel work. I learned a great deal from him, particularly about the study of the Word of God. Later, I labored with our brother, Mr. John Pooch. Both of these brethren are with the Lord. And I learned a great deal from him. He was the greatest man of prayer with whom I have ever labored. That's my testimony about Mr. John Pooch. And those were two great men. It was my privilege to labor with several other brethren. Our brother, Mr. John Hutchinson. Our brother, the late Dr. Matthews. Our brother, Mr. William McCracken. And also, of course, with many other brethren who, thank God, are still with us. In 1926, I left these shores and went to Canada. And I went there to the Canadian prairies, and in a number of places there saw many souls won for Christ. I thank God for that. I went right out onto the prairies and went away up north in Manitoba, west of Lake Manitoba, to Langroof and Tupper and several other places where there was no assembly, and saw quite a number of souls won for Christ in those parts. I came home again to this country because of illness in 1929, and I remained here in the north of Ireland labouring until the end of 1934. And then, after a good deal of exercise, I went with our late brother, Mr. W.J. McClure, first to the Bible lands, to Egypt, and to Palestine, and to Syria. And we were very busy in those lands, preaching the gospel and ministering the word of God. There were many open doors. In Upper Egypt, we used to have three meetings every day. A meeting in the morning, a meeting in the afternoon, a meeting in the evening for the preaching of the gospel. I was there with our brother Mitchell, and we saw souls won for Christ in Upper Egypt. Then we had meetings in Jerusalem. We had meetings at Jaffa. We had meetings at Mount Carmel, at Haifa. We went right away up into Syria and attended a conference there. And after leaving the Bible lands, we went to South Africa. First of all, we went to Southern Rhodesia. We had two series of meetings in Southern Rhodesia. We went right on down to the Cape. My wife joined me in Cape Town. And we labored there in the Union of South Africa until the end, or almost the end, of 1938. And then we came home intending, I had been away about 4 years, and we intended to return to South Africa, but the war broke out, and the result of that was we were not able to get, and we have never been back since. And from then until now, practically all my time has been spent here in the north of Ireland, except that in 1949 I revisited former fields of labour in Canada, and again visited Canada in 1961. And so I'm able to say that, having obtained health, I continue until this day. Just over a year ago, I went to Glengormley for a week's meetings, ministry meetings. I stayed there 8 weeks and had a fine series of gospel meetings. The result of those meetings was that a number of young Christians saw the truth of separation and were baptized and brought into the assembly. And also, a number were saved, some of whom have since then obeyed the Lord. I have been in different other parts of the country, and also in England, during the past year. The need is great. And I want to thank the Lord's people for all their prayers and for all their interest, and except in one case in 1963, when an assembly withheld fellowship from me, something which pained me very deeply, I have received nothing, only the utmost kindness from the Lord's people in the assemblies of Northern Ireland. And today, beloved brethren, at the end of these 40 years, I want to thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your fellowship, and thank you for your interest, and also I want to bear testimony to to the unfailing goodness of a good and gracious God. May he bless this simple word for his name's sake.